host in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-4 in conference, 2-6 overall, and play at Ohio State on Saturday, a 3-30 game to appear on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Just a little bit about this last football game. Did some things that hurt ourselves and can't have penalties and can't turn the football over and expect to win the football game. And Indiana capitalized on mistakes that we made, and the credit goes to them for the victory.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Ken Rota with ESPN in Cleveland.
Coach, as you look at Ohio State's offense, besides Braxton Miller, is there somebody that stands out that scares you that you also have to game plan for?
Well, I think as you look at their offense in general, I think, you look at an offensive line that, was very familiar to me because, there's a lot of familiar faces on that offensive line when we played them 2 years ago or a year ago. Jake Stoneburner is a young man that I also think is a very talented tight end / ace that they're playing at. Marcus Hall, the running back, has also been a young man that, we played against, the following year. So, I think that as they continue to go throughout, Braxton is especially a special football player, but there's definitely some great athletes on their offense.
As you look at your offense, why have you guys struggled in your last four games putting points on the board?
I think it's offensively we've very very young offensive line, and we've got to continue to improve at those positions. Wide receiver wise, just a little bit of a depth issue. I think we progressed this last week, but we need to continue to progress on the offense and not giving up big scores on defense that for us to be successful.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Much, Tim. Hey, I'm just wondering, as you assess Nathan Shieldhouse to now, where would you put your feelings there from the standpoint? Are you pleased with his progress? Are you disappointed? Where could he really get better as you finish out this thing?
Well, Tim, I think just due to this the injury that he received after, and you think about it, I mean he had the spring football that he got to go with us. And then during 2 days, of course, he was with us. But then, had the injury, and then, of course, having the injury again against Michigan. He just hasn't been as healthy as you'd like him to be as a head football coach. Nathan Shieldhouse is an unbelievable person. He's a great leader. He's very important for our success. On offense, when he's in the huddle, his interaction with our offense and our football players and our football team in general. I would like to say that right now I wish that we had more success, but it's not all on Nathan Shieldhouse's shoulders. It's on our whole offense, and that's the greatest thing about the game of football is that it's not just on one person's shoulders. It's on all 11 out there and this Illini family that we have. So, I think he's progressed. I think there's also been some situations that have kept him out from not, being as perfect as you would like him to be.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Tim, as you watch Ohio State video from last week against Penn State in the last couple of weeks, have you seen a more aggressive approach to defense by them? I mean, obviously, you were in that meeting room many years ago, but do you see – Ohio State playing much more aggressive than maybe earlier in the year, not that you were necessarily keeping up with it then.
Well, yeah, you watch them all and you watch every game, you evaluate every game. You do see a little bit more aggressiveness and a little bit more of some different blitz pass and those sorts of things. But they're very talented, and again, I think it's the cohesiveness of those players playing together as this season progressed. And, you can see that again, there's a lot of familiar faces that I remember playing against last year or coaching against. But you can see how that they're getting comfortable with one another as the season progresses on and on and on.
Hey, thanks, man.
You bet. Thanks, Tim.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Tim, I saw the quote this week where you said that maybe you'd lost 22 pounds or something this season.
I needed it.
Well, how are you holding up? Have you ever had a season that's been as difficult as right now?
Well, you know, I'd like to say just perfect, but, you know, I did need to lose some weight, so that's been a good thing, at least in my wife's eyes. But, you know, it's just you want to win, and you're in this profession to win. And I am proud of the way that this, you know, the way that our players have handled this. But again, they want to win too, and you're in this game to try to be successful as successful as you possibly can be. So, you know, not being involved in it that much in the losing aspect, that you know, I want to win, and that's just as easily as I could say it.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Larry Leitch with Associated Press.
Coach, Illinois is one of the few teams that has had an attendance dip from past years, and I know it's your first year, but my question is that something you concern yourself with, or is it kind of focus on helping the team win and the fans will come?
Well, Larry, of course we'd love to have the Memorial Stadium sold out each and every week. Again, I think that has a lot to do with the winning and the losing. And, you know, we've got to right now concentrate on how we can win football games, how we can improve ourselves, and how we can do those things as a football family first. And then, you know, of course, that all will end up building with the attendance and doing those types of things also.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from line of Sean Mitchell with the Columbus Dispatch.
Tim, let me ask you: do you have a little more maybe empathy for the criticism and the pressure head coaches like Urban Meyer have had to deal with in the past? And was there anything you could do to kind of prepare yourself for that aspect of the job?
Well, you know, we had a little bit of this also at Toledo the first year, and you know, I've been around you know, where you win 12 in a row, and you know, and then you go into a national championship game and you don't play very well. You know, and I've been around this game my whole life, and I understand that, you know, that you get criticized when you're not winning and you're not, you know, playing the way that you like to be playing. So, you know, I've just been around it. I mean, I've been around it, and, you know, we try to do whatever we can do to be successful so that these players understand what being successful is all about.
Thanks.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from line of Van Hope with the Lantern.
Coach, when you're going up against an undefeated team like Ohio State, does it help you to motivate your team knowing that your team has a chance to be the first to beat Ohio State this season? And how do you block out the fact that you've lost so many games and keep your team believing going into this game that they can beat Ohio State?
Well, we've talked about, you know, taking it day by day or owning the day. And you know, we understand that Ohio State's a good football team. But the only thing that we can control is what we do. And, you know, those are the things that we talk about every day that we step there on the practice field or in the meeting rooms on how can you improve yourself today. And, you know, that's what we ask our players to do. We've got some very, very good seniors that I totally enjoy being around, coming to work every day to be with, and they're pushing this football team to try to succeed. We understand that we've got four opportunities left, and that's exactly, we're going to take one at a time.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.